Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With the committee revealing their four playoff teams, there was some controversy about Ohio State, about Notre Dame. And I gather from what you wrote that you wanted more pushback from the panelists of experts, the Pollocks, the Herbies of the world, to kind of challenge the committee on those selections. And you thought there should be maybe more resistance to the four teams. Is that what I gather?
Well, so it is ideally, yes, but I am not naive, right? It's not just that ESPN is in partnership with the playoff. ESPN literally owns a piece of the college football playoff. So they're not going to have guys go on there and rant and rave about how wrong they got it. But the closest thing we got to anybody saying that there were other teams worth considering was Reese Davis saying that it is a shame that Cincinnati did everything asked of them and the best we can offer them is a number seven ranking. I think that one of the things that bothers me the most every year about the college football playoff reveal, and particularly this year, is there is this lockstep in uniformity of everyone on that panel saying that they got it right. There is no argument for anything else. People saying that this is exactly what America wanted when you don't have to do that deep of a social media search to find out this is exactly not what America wanted. We have seen the Ohio State Clemson movie before. We know how it ends. We have seen Alabama Notre Dame before. We know how that ends. I know that Alabama and Clemson will likely be another very exciting championship game. That being said, if we don't think anybody can hang within four touchdowns of this Alabama team, if we don't think anybody can hang within three or four touchdowns of Clemson, why are we trotting out the same victims over and over again and demanding that that is what everybody wants to see?
No, very true. And Dimitri Ravanos, Barrett Sports Media, is joining us. I guess I look at it in two different perspectives. Within the ESPN umbrella for the college football playoff and the partnership, I would like to see more banter from a guy like Herbstreit, although I know Kirk is very buttoned up and he approaches it very professionally. And then you have Palmer and Pollock and Desmond Howard. So I get it that they're not challenging the format too much, but there's other ESPN personalities on other platforms within the network that do go off on it. So, and you and I know this, right? We've both been in this business long enough. When you are on a media platform and you have a partnership with an entity like the playoff or a pro sports franchise like the Falcons and Hawks, you just can't go off and just go off like a madman because you have a partnership to maintain. So how do you like handle that delicate balance if the main college guys on that set are not challenging it, but the talking heads on ESPN radio or on Get Up are doing it? How do you handle that balance?
Yeah, I mean, I think that your point is exactly the thing here, is on the main college football broadcast, you're probably not going to get any sort of intense pushback. As a fan, what I would ask, though, is that Joey Galloway not look right down a camera and lie to you about what you just saw happen. That David Pollock not look right down a camera and lie to you about what you just saw happen. Joey Galloway said that Ohio State earned it and they were given nothing literally an hour after the Big Ten changed their eligibility rule to make sure Chris Olave would be available for the semifinals should they get in. David Pollack said that the committee showed that they truly value being undefeated when Cincinnati couldn't get above number 8 or number 7. I can't remember exactly which one it is. There is a difference between being a good partner and living on a different planet.
You know what's interesting is I know we're headed towards expansion. I don't think we need it because the semifinal games, in my opinion, have not been close enough to warrant opening up a broader base of teams to come in. But there's too much money to be made, and it's going to appease people. So it's a win-win. You know, the booster, all the people affiliated with the bowls in the playoff will make more money, and then everybody that cries on social media will be happy because we have 6 or we have 8. But even if we go to 8 and we have 5 Power 5 champions, 2 at-larges, and the best G5 team, we're still going to have to seed them accordingly, and there's still going to be some level of a committee saying, okay, well, the Pac-12 champion was 9-3. Just because they're a Power 5 doesn't mean they're going to get a top 5 seed. I'm going to put them at 7, and then we're going to have complaints about Power 5 champions with 3 losses being seeded lower or higher than an undefeated G5 or a 1 loss at large. I don't know that we ever get the perfect solution to the college playoff. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, no one is ever going to be entirely happy, but I think for the long-term health of this sport, one of two things has to happen. You hit on expansion. Nick, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think 8 is enough. Like, if we are going to really think about what is best for growing the popularity of this sport, I say we go to 12 and we have the conversation about 16. That's one. The other thing is, we are going to have to talk about, is it time to break FBS up into 2 different divisions? Because, like, if there was ever a year to put in a G5 champ like a Cincinnati, it was this year and it was never even discussed. I think as name, image, and likeness bills get passed and there is more legitimate money going back and forth from players to programs in college football, I think that the next big realignment is going to be teams looking to go down rather than teams looking to go up. I think that as the Vanderbilts of the world and as the Wake Forests of the world recognize they cannot compete on the same level as their current conference brethren, they're going to be having the discussion of how do I get to the American? And then what do we do? Do we say there is FBS in the Premier League? Do we say there's FBS and then we rename some sort of configuration of the top FCS conferences in the group of 5. I think that you cannot have a team like Cincinnati. You cannot have a team like 2017 and 2018 UCF, have them do everything we put in front of them and then over and over again just expect that they will accept that they are not invited to the party.
No, that's a good point. Dimitri Ravanos, Barrett Sports Media, is our guest joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Nick Cale Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So you talk about growing the sport and growing brands. You know, college football has always been largely a regional sport. You know, it's a Southeastern type thing. Yeah, you have your pocket of Ohio State and Penn State, Clemson along the Atlantic coast, Oklahoma, Texas in the Southwest, USC out on the West Coast. And when we talk about, obviously ESPN is going to play the hits. CBS has been linked to the SEC for 20 years, and we've seen some change and some expansion. Fox is into the college game now. Some want to call it basically the Ohio State Network because they play Ohio State constantly. You see some Oklahoma, Texas on Fox. And the Pac-12, they have their network, but I don't know how many people actually subscribe or have access to the Pac-12 network. How do we make this
They're not going to have their network much longer, it doesn't look like.
No, not at all. Like, how do we expand the sport and make it a nationwide thing where there are no pockets of the country that just tune out to Saturday?
Well, you know, I think there are always going to be some pockets of the country that just are not interested. I think the NFL is really the only sport in the entire country that doesn't have pockets that just don't care. I mean, here, like, I live in North Carolina. Try and find a Major League Baseball fan. Like, just being honest, try and find a Major League Baseball fan here where I live. I think the realistic path forward is to really invest in those pockets and not get to the point where we're headed, which is the people that care about college football live in a 5.5-hour stretch between Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Clemson, South Carolina. I mean, what you are describing is true, but the way this sport has gone, you know, that pocket of Los Angeles doesn't really care very much. That pocket of Oregon doesn't really care very much. the entire Big Ten West, which is up for grabs every single year and has places like Iowa, like Wisconsin, that traditionally care a lot about this sport, they don't care as much as they used to. So it is not ESPN's fault necessarily that these programs are not able to keep pace with Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney and what they are doing. It is sort of a problem, though, going forward, that the next team that we think could pop their heads up there, that next year we expect to be able to pop their heads up there, is in Athens, Georgia, which, by the way, is part of that 5.5-hour drive from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to Clemson, South Carolina. I mean, the windows, those pockets of interest, are shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And so what is the obvious answer? I don't know exactly, because with the NFL, when it was that stretch of time where every year we could count on the Patriots being in the Super Bowl, and it did not matter who they were playing, the Patriots were going to end up winning, whether it was a 28-3 comeback or whether it was a snoozer of a Super Bowl that ends up with one team scoring a touchdown, you could count on the Patriots winning that game. The NFL was smart enough to lean into star marketing. You can't really do that in college football because the stars turn over every 3 years.
No, you're spot on. One final thing here with Dimitri Ravanos, Barrett Sports Media. You also had a really good piece about some of the worst things in sports media for 2020, and this was a wild year. We had to adjust on the fly, but I am so with you on the fake crowd noise at sporting events in an era where we don't have many fans or any fans at all. And this even would go to, like, and I know a lot of people probably don't care about it, but sports entertainment and wrestling, the whole piped-in crowd thing, like, we have more technology than ever. Can we at least make it sound like somewhat normal? It sounds so god awful, like it's an engineer on his first day on the job.
Yeah, that's a really good way to describe it, because the event that most stood out to me was the Pac-12 championship game a couple of weeks ago, where they played a crowd reaction to a referee overturning a call while showing a wide shot where you could see there was nobody in the crowd. What are we doing? Like, I know I'm on right now the flagship station of Atlanta United. The MLS and ESPN got this right out of the gate with looking for a way, with that tournament down in Disney World, looking for a way to repackage how this is presented. And so they had that base layer of crowd noise, of just general, you know, kind of noise. And then they put mics in the pitch. They had more mics closer to the goalpost. And it just, you really got the sound of a game. And they thought about, how do we present this almost like a video game where, you know, every single sound is coming through your speaker in some way, versus how do we make this as much like normal TV as possible when nothing is normal right now?
Dimitri Ravanos, Georgia fans, you can heckle him on Twitter at Dimitri Ravanos. He's a great sports media columnist for Barrett Sports Media. Dimitri, thank you so much. Happy holidays, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Yes, I will get back to work on my statue of Stetson Bennett IV right now as we speak.
Take care, buddy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.